Listening. A conversation. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 117.
Honey, did you read this article about Egypt?
No, I didn't. What does it say?
It says that the population of Egypt is growing.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty rapid increase. About 1.5 million people every year.
Wow, that is fast.
And most people in Egypt live near the Nile River.
Right, I think they always have. That's where the water is, so it's the best location for houses and cities.
And farms, too. The rest of the country is desert, so they grow a lot of food along the Nile.
Uh-huh.
Now, though, the Egyptian government has a plan to green the desert, especially the desert between Cairo and Alexandria.
How do you green the desert?
That's the interesting part. The government is building houses and roads and things. They're also selling property there at a low price.
That's great, but how does it make the desert green?
It doesn't, but they're moving water from the Nile to the new land, so farmers can go there and grow food, and other people can build houses there. Anyway, it's a lot greener than it used to be, and people are living there now.
Living on new land, huh? That is pretty interesting.
Yeah, but not everyone is happy about it.
Let me guess. They're doing some kind of damage to the environment?
Well, it does take a lot of energy to move water, but the real problem is the water itself. Not everyone agrees who it belongs to.
The water belongs to Egypt, right? That's where the Nile River is.
It's in other countries, too.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And some people think it's better to leave the desert alone, not do anything. They think tourists could visit Egypt to see the desert. You know, the natural desert.
Yeah, but tourists already go to Egypt, I think. And the population of Egypt needs places to live.
That's true.